Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom.
Well, we're on day two, Tom, of our TOEIC unit.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue talking about taking some after-work courses. In this particular unit, guys, we've got Edward Lee, who we were introduced to in day one. He is actually writing a quick email to find out some more information. And then someone different, I don't think it's the receptionist this time, although we never had her name. This person, Fiona Keller, that's a female name, she's going to be responding to him. And then, of course, we have some discussion questions. Before we continue, we're going to listen to this read out loud, day two, and then we'll be back.
From el@email.com, Edward Lee. To customer.support@langcenter.com. Subject, inquiry regarding course registration. Hello, I've registered for the intermediate French course and completed the payment. However, I have some concerns. 1. Given my occasional business trips, if there's a scheduling conflict, can I reschedule? 2. I initially chose a specific teacher for the course, but I'm also interested in another instructor I've read good reviews about. Is it possible to switch? 3. Lastly, in case of unforeseen circumstances, is there a possibility of getting a refund or at least a partial refund? Thanks for your assistance. Looking forward to your prompt response. Warm regards, Edward Lee.
From customer.support@langcenter.com. 2. el@email.com. Edward Lee. Subject. Regarding. Inquiry regarding course registration. Dear Edward, thank you for your inquiry. 1. If you are unable to attend a class, please notify us by email or phone at least 1 week in advance, indicating 2 to 3 alternative time slots. Once we've discussed things with the instructor, you'll receive an email confirming any adjustments. 2. Students are allowed to switch instructors once per course after the first session. We suggest attending the first lesson, and if you still wish to change, please inform us early for a smooth transition. 3. If you cancel more than 96 hours before the course starts, you'll get a full refund. If it's within 96 hours, a 75% refund applies. However, once the course begins, we cannot offer refunds. We hope this clarifies your concerns and welcome any further questions. Best regards, Fiona Keller.
Okay, everybody, let's start to explain the contents of today's lesson for March 13th, 2024. The title of our unit today is Addressing French Course Concerns. So I guess Edward has decided to take a French course. Comment allez-vous? Oh, très bien, merci. He's going to learn some French conversation or reading or whatever, and he wants to address the concerns. He just wants to focus on them and ask some questions about this course before he actually registers and enrolls. This is an email from Edward Lee, and it's to the Lang Center, and the subject is Inquiry Regarding Course Registration. Inquiry can be read inquiry. Both are correct, although I think inquiry is more common. Although I said inquiry when I read the lesson, and you did too, but I think inquiry is slightly more common.
Especially in the U.S., I think you hear inquiry in the U.K. more. But they're both correct, and people will understand you. We don't use email very much anymore, but it's still a way to contact a company. It's a great way because it's kind of hard to contact a company online. Hmm. I know at least it is in the U.S., we don't use Line too much in the U.S. They use WhatsApp. But I love Line. It's kind of cute and fun. I love the stickers. Now, moving on. So if you address concerns, it just means someone is troubled about something, maybe upset or has some problems or questions. If you address those, it means you listen to those concerns and then try to resolve whatever problem they're having. So he's writing to customer support, which is the right person or right department to write if you have questions. He wants to know about course registration.
Okay, so that's his question. He says, I've registered for the intermediate French course and completed the payment.And I have some concerns. So here's number one. Given my occasional business trips, or considering that I have occasional business trips, if there's a scheduling conflict, can I reschedule? So occasional just means it happens every once in a while, maybe about 10 or 20% of the time, this might happen. So he's got these occasional business trips that he's got to go on. Again, maybe he needs to inspect a factory down in Kaohsiung or meet a client in Hualien or something like that. So he's going to have business trips, and they happen every once in a while, and that will cause me to miss these classes. So can I reschedule them? Can I take those classes at a different time?
Yeah. Occasional means not too frequently. It's not a regular thing. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen sometimes, occasional business trips. I think if I heard someone say occasional business trips, I would think maybe they took a business trip, you know, maybe once a month or not even that often, maybe a couple times a year. He wants to know, though, if there's a scheduling conflict, can I reschedule? That's really important if you have a one-on-one course, because you're paying more money for that. If it's a group class, maybe they would let him slip into another class that was being held at a different time if it was the same level. He's taking an intermediate French course, but usually with group classes, you can't really reschedule those, but you can if it's a one-on-one. A conflict would just mean you have two things at the same time and you can't attend both, so what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? I remember those days when I taught one-on-one, and usually students would often cancel. Oh, my son's got to give a speech tonight, or my husband needs to work overtime or something like that, so I can't come to class today. And then I wouldn't get that pay for the class. So I later learned that you just charge somebody for the full session, and if they cancel, that's their problem, because people do depend on that income to make a living. We're not just doing it for fun.
Yeah, remember that, guys.When you cancel, you're hurting these guys that are freelance. So.
Right, so be prepared to pay them even though you're not attending the class. And yes, maybe the teacher will be willing to reschedule or have that class at a different time. Now, here's the second question he's got. I initially chose a specific teacher for the course, but I'm also interested in another instructor I've read good reviews about. Is it possible to switch? So initially just means...At the beginning, when I registered for this course, I looked at all the choices with different teachers, and I chose maybe teacher Jacques or something like that. And later on, I learned that teacher Marie or somebody was actually better. She got good reviews. Yeah, Jacques is a good teacher, but Marie seems to be more popular than teacher Jacques. So, yes, indeed, he wants to have a different instructor. That's just a fancy way of describing a teacher.
Right. I'll often go online and read the reviews from students who've taken a course from a particular teacher, instructor, or professor, and then ask around. It really does make a difference who your instructor is. I was taking Chinese when I first came back to Taiwan, and I got into a class with an instructor or a teacher that I just didn't really like. I didn't like her teaching style. So I did go to the office. I won't tell you what school I went to, but anyway, I went to the office, and they were quite nice about letting me change course, or change teachers, change classes. But you need to do some due diligence, which means you do some investigative work up front so you know what you're facing, and try to get a teacher that you think will be the best for you and your personality or how fast you learn, things like that. So he wants to know if he can switch from the teacher he initially chose. Yeah. When I first came to Taiwan, I initially didn't work. I was only going to stay a couple months and 复习我的中文. But then I decided, oh, I love it here. I lived here a long, long time ago, guys. And I just, once I came back, I was like, oh, I love these people. They're so kind. So I changed my goal, you know. I instead of staying for a couple months, I changed my plans. But initially, at first, and you can switch it off with first, at first, I was going to do this, and then things changed. So, three, what's number three, Tom?
This is the third question that Edward has. Lastly, or the last question that I want to ask in case of unforeseen circumstances, is there a possibility of getting a refund or at least a partial refund? So if something's unforeseen, you just don't know it's going to happen. So there might be some kind of unforeseen circumstances. Maybe he's got to work overseas now and he has to leave the city or something. So in that case, could I get a refund? Could I get my money back, or at least a partial refund? I could get some of my money back if something changes in my life.
You would hope so, but it doesn't always happen that way. I wanted to mention, when you see this prefix, it's a kind of, it's got the un in front of it, but for, F-O-R-E, means before. So if you look at that, not before seen, you had no idea these things were going to happen. You couldn't see into the future. You couldn't predict it. A similar word is forecast, which is the weather, right? They try to tell us what the weather's going to be like, although they get it wrong a lot. They try. So he wants to know, in case something happens that was unexpected, can he get a refund? Notice refund is a noun, but if you use it as a verb, the pronunciation's different, guys. Refund, refund, refund. But a refund is the noun. They'll still understand you if you get it wrong, but try to remember there's a difference in pronunciation. A partial refund is just some of your money back.
This reminds me of scammers. I think there's some from India or something like that. They tell you that your bank account has too much money in it or something like that. So if you give them the account number, they'll give you a refund, or they'll refund your money or something like that. But then you'll end up losing pretty much all the money in your bank account.
Yeah, they'll take everything, won't they?
Be aware of that. Those are the scammers in India. Not all people from India are like that. And in any case, yes, he wants to know if he can get a refund or at least a partial refund. And he finishes up the letter. Of course, you should do this. It's polite. He says, thanks for your assistance. Thank you for your help. Looking forward to your prompt response. You could say, I'm looking forward to your prompt response. Prompt just means quick. It won't take too long. Of course, lots of people like to have prompt responses to their questions. Yeah, why are you making me wait? I asked you this question last week and you still haven't answered me. You did not give me a prompt response.
Ooh, that's not good. Especially if you have a coworker, a colleague who's looking for some information to finish their own work, they're all looking for prompt responses. Of course, your boss expects you to respond promptly. Okay, moving on, we've got the answer from the customer service department, and the customer service representative is named Fiona Keller, and she says, Dear Edward, thank you for your inquiry, or thank you for your inquiry. They're both cool. And that's a nice way to start. One, she's using his numeration as a way to respond to his questions, which makes it really clear for people. I think that's a wonderful thing to do. So number one, he wanted to know if he had a scheduling conflict because of a business trip, could he reschedule? She says, if you are unable to attend, please notify us by email or phone. Ooh, look at this part. At least 1 week in advance. Yeah, usually if you notify someone, for example, we will schedule a recording session, not here, but somewhere else. And if they contact me the same day, then they have to pay because I don't have a chance to reschedule anybody else or, you know, take another case. So this is important. They will let you reschedule, but you have to let them know a week in advance. So if you have a really sudden emergency, maybe someone in your family has to go to the hospital, you're just going to lose that money. Although I will go ahead and tell them what the problem was and hope that they're sympathetic. But this is their policy. To notify someone is to let them know about something. You can notify people via email, phone call, line, text message, just running into them. There are lots of ways to notify people of something, some piece of information.
Right, and you need to indicate or let them know two or three alternative time slots. A slot, of course, is where you put coins in a vending machine. But in this particular case, it just means periods of time. Like, for example, if you can't go to your class on Monday because you have a business meeting that night, well, maybe you could offer some alternative slots on Tuesday night or Thursday night or whatever. And once we've discussed things with the instructor, you'll receive an email confirming any adjustments.So, of course, you need to notify them about the change. They'll talk about this with the instructor. And then after they've come to some conclusions, they will notify you by email. They'll let you know their decision, and they'll confirm if it's okay for you to reschedule. Now, here's the second part. Remember, the second question was he wanted to change instructors. He had an original instructor picked out, but he's heard something good about another instructor, so he'd like to change. And so here's what Fiona says.
Oh.
Students are allowed to switch instructors once per course after the first session. Okay, so that's their rule here. You have a first session, and then you can switch instructors.And then they go on to say, we suggest attending the first lesson, and if you still wish to change, please inform us early for a smooth transition. So yes, go to the first lesson and try it out. Maybe the original teacher that you chose isn't so bad after all. Maybe you get along with that person pretty well. But if you still want to change, then you need to inform them or notify them early so that they can have a smooth transition. You can change from one class to another.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think it's interesting that they actually want you to try and see if you, you know, if your first choice is acceptable. They probably don't like a lot of people switching teachers. I know it's a pain. I felt bad when I did it, but I needed to do it. yeah, sometimes your learning...your pattern of learning is different from an instructor. So sometimes it's best to try with someone else if you're having a hard time with a current teacher. Yeah, so what is important here, though, is they want you to go to the first session and then let them know as early as possible about a potential switch. So number three, here's a very important point. He wanted to know in case of unforeseen circumstances, something that was maybe an emergency, something he wasn't planning on having to deal with. If that comes up, is there a possibility of getting a refund of his money? So this is their response to that. If you cancel more than 96 hours before the course starts, you'll get a full refund. That's actually a pretty good deal. A lot of places won't do that, especially if you've signed up to go on a tour. They're really kind of strict because they have to pay deposits and fees to hotels and airlines, things like that. But here, 96 hours in advance will give you a full refund. That's not bad.
That's 4 days. And if it's within 96 hours, if it's less than 4 days, then you'll get a 75% refund that applies or that is applicable to this situation. However, once the course begins, when it begins, we cannot offer refunds. So again, after the first day of class and you've decided to quit the class for whatever reason, it's too bad, tough luck, you'll still have to pay for the entire course. That's just the way it is. That's the way the ball bounces. And you'll just have to accept that. And here Fiona finishes the letter with a conclusion. We hope this clarifies your concerns and welcome any further questions. So, yes, we've answered your three questions. If you have any more, hey, we'll be happy to assist you. We'll be more than happy to answer any more questions that you might have. Best regards, sincerely, Fiona Keller. Okay, so that seems to have been a very professional exchange of letters there.And we'll find out. Well, I guess we probably won't find out if Edward decides to take the French class from them or not. Personally, I think he should take Spanish or Japanese because those are more interesting languages than French. But, of course, that's my own personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, guys, we are going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to discuss some questions. Stay tuned.
听众朋友大家好，我是 Anna。 我们昨天跟 Edward 一起打电话到 LAN 中心去问一下下班之后啊学习的一些课程大概有哪些，然后我们也提到了一些实用的字跟词。不过因为 Edward 在选完课之后啊发生了一些问题，所以他今天写了一封 email。 我们来看一下，像在这种 email 当中啊有一些 email 的用词，包括像是语言中心或者是学习中心，他们的回答有时候在文字上啊跟我们一般口语当中就不太一样咯。在这里啊我们先看一下 Edward 他的发问。他在 email 当中啊他先说了啊，我已经注册了怎么样的课程，然后我报名了，不过我现在呢有一些想法，有一些问题。当然已经报名了，报名这个动词就会出现在 email 一开始 hello 之后的这句话当中，用 register。Register 有注册啦，好，甚至我们在看病的时候去挂号啦也会用 register。 那我现在已经报名啦， I have registered for something， 终极的法语课程我已经报名，然后我也完成了付款， completed the payment。 不过有一些问题，这个问题啊哎，我他就没有用 question， 他用 concern。 concern 就是心中在想的一些考量啦、想法啦，不太确定啦，有疑虑啦，这样子。因为如果你用 question， 然后对方要给你 answer， 跟你在想好像有点担心，这其实不太一样，所以他是以用 concern 这个字。好，第一点就是因为 Edward 他有时候会出差，那课程时间如果冲突的话是不是可以重新安排呢？那这里 Edward 他用 given 这个句型， given 如果放在句首的时候啊其实有时候会有一点点 if 的这种概念，如果或者是被给予这种条件， given something，被给予这种条件，什么条件呢？也就是说，如果我偶尔有出差旅行的话，你看中文我们感觉会有个动词，对不对？如果我偶尔会出差旅行，那 given 其实就是一个条件的概念。那如果是有这个情况之下的话，然后再加上 scheduling 有一些冲突，是不是有可能 reschedule？ 那之后看到一些所谓的这个单词叫做conflict 是冲突嘛，也就是选了 A 时段但是 A 时段又不行，那换成别的，那这样子不合宜的安排，这种冲突他直接用 conflict 这个字。那接下来呢第二个 concern 就是选老师但是又想要换老师，那这部分可不可以处理呢？好，那在第二点这个地方我们先看一下，中文是说一开始啊我们选择了，一开始我有选一个老师，一开始如果是口语一定会讲 at first， 对不对？ in the beginning。 可是其实在这里啊如果是打成文书，在书信当中的一开始，其实大家可以选择用这个字叫做 initially， 就是某一件事情一开始时间点一开始的时候。当然如果我们一看到一开始就表示后来事情有可能会转折嘛，齁。所以一开始我选了一个老师，那这个老师就是特定的某一个老师，我们昨天也有提到已经很明确的特定的这个叫做 specific。 但是因为又看到别的老师，那这个时候呢 Edward 就换了另外一个字。因为 teacher 这个字啊如果是在教育界当中， teacher 好像也带一点有一点 education 教育的意味在里头。不过接下来的用字叫做 instructor， 这个也叫做老师，回归到它的动词是 instruct， instruct， instruct 的话呢它比较有一种很具体的一步一步的指示说明的意思。所以像我们买药啊或者是买一些日常生活用品，它都会有指示说明，那个时候就会用 instructions， 要加 s 哦， instructions。 所以当然在这边如果我们单纯只是去学一些技术啦或学一些知识，用 instructor 老师这个字也还蛮合宜的。当然 Edward 就提到了一些老师有一些评论啊，评论我们再提醒大家会用 review 这个字， review， 那是不是可以换一下老师呢？诶，如果我们用 change 这个字好像也不是说不行啦，不过 Edward 这里用的是 switch， 转换。如果我们可不可以从 A 老师转换成为 B 老师，不是把 A change 掉，而是做一个转换 switch 的这个动作。 好，最后还有第三个一个 concern 啊，第三个就是说，万一如果有一些不预见的一些状况，没有办法上课，是不是可以退款呢？那退款到底要怎么讲啊？其实一笔钱叫做 fund，F-U-N-D。如果是退款，就把这个 fund give it back to you。所以其实只要在 fund 前面加上 R-E 就可以了。R-E 本身就有 back 的意思嘛，所以 refund 就是所谓的退款的意思。好，那当然信末到结尾的时候啊，一定会说哦，期待你的回复啊之类的。特别注意一下，期待 look for to to 是介系词哦 ，look for to something。我们如果说是一个发问信，通常都会说哦，希望得到你的尽速的回答 ，looking forward to your prompt response，looking forward to your prompt reply， 这样都可以。那最后在签名之前呢，就还是会有一个 sincerely yours， warm regards 这样子的结尾敬语。好，那接下来我们就看一下老师或者是语言中心、学习中心这边是怎么样的回答呢？当然一开始还会有称谓嘛。一开始在称谓之后呢，还是会客气地说，哦，感谢您的询问 ,Thank you for your inquiry。这个询问的字啊 ,inquiry, 它的动词原型是 inquire,I-N-Q-U-I-R-E, you can inquire about something, ask about something. 像我们口语就说 ask 嘛，可在这里好像写成文字之后，尤其是 email, 这种可以重复阅读文书的，这可不是那么样的口语的哦。所以通常会用 inquiry, 哦，感谢您的询问。好，所以针对一二三，你看这个格式也非常的精简哦。针对第一点，如果你真的没有办法出席的话，至少可以先通知我们，然后可以选一个时段，这样子，那就可以换一下时间。好，所以我们在回复的第一点，特别注意一下，你要先告知我们哦，这个动词叫做 notify someone, notify。不过我们在这里也可以直接看一下第二点的第二句这个地方，告知我们，通知我们，也可以用 inform。第二点的第二句 inform, I-N-F-O-R-M。告诉我们，告知我们。如果这时候用 tell us 就很口语啦。好，那当然第一点有特别讲到这个上课换时间嘛，所以这个时间到底用什么？时间我们在第一点的第一句最后面看到的 time slot。slot 这个字本来是像投币孔，有没有那种长长细细的缝叫做 slot， 但是 slot 也可以指的是为了某个活动安排的一段时间，所以如果你有其他的一个时间 time slots 也可以先让我们知道 OK。 那接着在回答的第二点这个地方，我们又在第二点的第一句看到 per， 有没有 per course， 前面有次数Once， 如果你想要 switch， 如果你想要换老师的话，一个课程换一次 ，once per course。好，接着第三点就是所谓有关于退款了哈。假设是什么96小时以上啊，就退款啊，全额退啊，要不然百分之多少啊之类的，我们可能就特别注意一下全额退款，在第三点第一句最后面。Get a full refund， 这个地方就可以画起来，全额退款。要不然我们就得到百分之多少的退款？在第二句，例如75%的退款 ，a 75% refund， 这个地方可以抓出来。好，那当然信的最后面还是会有一些结尾敬语啊之类的，所以今天虽然我们的主题是针对学习中心，但是我们也看了一下书信的内容，还有一些文字的用语，希望大家有学到东西哦。我是安娜，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for our discussion questions for today. These questions are based on the topic of today's conversation or today's lesson. And here's the question. If you had extra time, or if you had spare time, would you want to learn any new skills? Talk about them.
Absolutely. I was just telling Tom during the break, I really have always wanted to take a Chinese cooking course, and I just never get around to it. Yeah, they're usually held in places where it's not real close, or sometimes we get jobs in the evening that come up unexpectedly, and usually those evening gigs are the best gigs, so a gig is just a piece of work, right? We use gig in music a lot, too. If you have a gig, you're performing somewhere. My nephew has inspired me to, I asked him, how can I learn how to code for apps? Because everyone's going to apps these days. It's not just, you know, software. It's all apps. And he actually owns a company that is an app that people can use. And he said, Steph, the thing you need to do is to get into a course, and there are free courses online on YouTube about UI, which is user interface. That's where a lot of the really important work is done. And he says it's also more interesting. What about you, Tom? Are there courses that you're dying to take?
Well, yes, there's some practical things. We eat out all the time, so we could save some money by learning how to cook.
Yeah.
And that would be much cheaper that way. I don't mind cooking the few dishes I know how to cook, but of course those are American dishes, and I'm not too familiar with local cooking, so I'd like to take some course there.
Mm.
And yes, indeed, I'd like to learn about AI. I understand that there are some job opportunities for prompters with AI. That might be a situation that I may take into consideration. Instead of losing my job to AI, maybe I can get one with AI.
Yeah.
But that's practical stuff for my career or for my life or whatever. But, you know, if I could take some classes that were interesting, yeah, I'd take language courses.
Yeah.
I'd brush up on my Spanish and I'd learn more Japanese, maybe Russian. And, of course, I'd like to take a life drawing class. I think lots of people would like to learn how to do art.
Now, life drawing, would you be actually looking at a live model and sketching
probably,
them?
Probably, yeah,
oh,
3D.
Wow.
Or maybe, you know, join a club of urban sketchers who go out and draw pictures of the city.
Oh, that's
although
fun.
I'm more interested in drawing people than buildings. But either way, it could be a lot of fun. But it doesn't really have any practical application because it's just for fun. Although some people study that stuff.
You could turn it into a side gig or a side job.
Maybe you could sell your images online or something. So, of course, these are some options for classes that you might take. Maybe you might take accounting or something like that, or some kind of science course like astronomy. Mm-hmm. There are all sorts of courses. And I understand in Taiwan there are classes for retirees. I think if you're 55 years old or older, you can take these classes at various libraries places around the city.
And they're pretty affordable, pretty inexpensive?
Yeah, they're either free or very cheap. And they offer lots of different subjects. And, of course, if you're younger than that, you could go to a community college or something. There are lots of options. But the problem is a lot of people are just too darn tired after a day of work or a day at school. They just want to sit at home and play on their phones.
Well, we have another question here, Tom. Have you ever faced a situation where you needed to reschedule a course or event? How did you handle it?
Well, maybe not a course so much, but of course I've had to reschedule work.
Yeah.
And, well, indeed, you try to find a substitute or you tell them you can't work and they find a substitute for you.
Mm-hmm.
This happens all the time, especially when I was in university. You know, sometimes things come up and you need to find a substitute. So that happens a lot. How about you?
Oh, yeah. We reschedule a lot, and you just try to do your best to be as easygoing about it as possible. You know, and try to offer different time slots. Just don't give them one time that you could do it. Offer different times. So, yeah, just be very kind, very patient, and apologetic if you're the one canceling.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's up to you all now to have a discussion amongst yourselves about these very topics. I'm sure you will have interesting discussions that I would certainly like to listen to. And that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.